One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Hazel and Dan in the den at Hazel's house.
No, no, Hazel. It isn't as if Pinky were going to jail. He's merely flunked out of college.
Well, isn't that bad enough, Dan? Oh, if he's unchastened by this experience, if he's still brash and bumptious even in the face of this failure, I won't be able to stand it.
Now, don't worry about that. Our Pinky is going to be a mighty abashed young man. You wait and see.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, there's nothing better as first aid for relief from headache than Alka-Seltzer. And all we ask you to do is try it. Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. You see, a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers, sodium acetyl salicylate. And because it is a solution before you take it, this pain reliever is ready to go to work instantly. Not only that, those hundreds of sparkling bubbles in a glass of Alka-Seltzer speed the pain-relieving agent on its way. Yes, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast to give really fast, really effective relief from the pain of a headache. Again, I say, try Alka-Seltzer. There's nothing quite like it. And if you're not satisfied, you get your money back. That's Alka-Seltzer in the familiar blue and white package. Chapter 1, Book 80. In the den at Hazel Barber Murray's, three blocks down and two blocks over from the Barber family home in Seacliff, San Francisco, Dan Murray is pacing the carpet, deep in thought. His stepson, Pinky, flunked out of Stanford last Friday. Couldn't be found Friday night. And, in addition, is $250 in debt for some mysterious reason. Pinky phoned from somewhere an hour ago saying he'd be right home, but there's been no sign of him. Hazel, his mother, is lying on the studio couch with a wet cloth over her forehead. The room smells faintly of oil of peppermint. Dan pauses now in his pacing.
Headache any better, Hazel?
If Pinky ever gets here, I'll be all right.
Oh, now, it's not as if Pinky were going to jail. He's merely flunked out of college.
Merely?
Yes. Well, conceivably, it could be worse, Hazel.
Oh, Dan, if he comes swaggering home and he isn't chastened by this experience, if he's still brash and bumptious, I won't be able to stand it.
Well, we've got to face it and do the best we can.
We always face it all right, Dan. We face the fact that he had to go into summer school to get into Stanford. We face the extra cost. It would have been much cheaper if he'd gone to Cal along with Hank. We faced all that. The trouble is, Pinky never faces anything. He lives in that awful dream world. I half expect he'll come home whistling.
No. I think he's going to come dragging in here with his tail between his legs.
Well, he earned it. He'll get no sympathy from me.
This disgrace may turn the tide, Hazel. It might be an ill wind blowing good.
You're an optimist.
Mm. Mom! Dad! Hey, where is everybody?
We're in the den, Pinky.
Now, be very cool to him.
Mm. Hiya, Dan. Mom?
Oh, what's the matter? Got a headache?
Why wouldn't she have?
Mom, hey, aren't you going to let me kiss you? Mm. Oh, I've got a lot to tell you two. I spent Thursday in the library and I found out something. I was kind of disturbed Thursday, but I'm all right now. Say, it sure is a swell day, isn't it? I had a nice drive in with a friend for almost no traffic and, well, here I am. Yeah, lots to tell you. Dan, how are you?
Oh.
How do you think he is, Pinky? How do you think all of us feel? This is the first time in the history of our family that anyone has flunked out of college.
Now, Mom, wait a minute. I was hoping we wouldn't have to go into a big production about all that before I could tell you what I found out Thursday. This may strike you at first as kind of a revolutionary notion. But do you know it might actually be a good thing I flunked out?
Pinky, if you start that college man double
mark... One bit of knowledge I acquired in that podge at Stanford is that the mark of an educated person is a wide open mind.
Now, Pinky...
Will you be open-minded for a minute while I say something?
Make it fast.
Oh, now, Dan, let's not get all worked up. What is it you want to say, Pinky? Get to it, and then Dan and I have something to tell you.
Yes.
It's simply this. I doubt very much if you could possibly realize how depressed I was about this thing Thursday. I was sunk.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, but then I went over to the library and dawdled away a couple of hours reading Who's Who in America.
You didn't find your name in it?
Well, I didn't find Dan's either, if it comes to that.
Pinky!
Just an observation. No offense, Dan. But what I did find, Mom, was scads of distinguished men in Who's Who in America who didn't finish college. Writers, actors, newspapermen, painters, musicians. About 40 of them didn't even finish high school. So I'm ahead of them to start with.
Now, that's enough of that. Sit down.
Now, Dan, let's not be immature about this thing.
Oh.
I said sit down.
I knew I wouldn't get a chance to explain my point of view. Might as well live in Russia for all the free speech you find in this house.
You'll explain your point of view. You are now going to have a chance to answer some questions.
And we want straight answers, Pinky. No glittering generalities.
Look, do you realize you're both flying off the handle? That isn't good for elderly people.
What?
Stop it, Pinky. I don't see what there is to get so worked up about. I really don't.
Where were you Friday night?
Huh?
Your mother phoned the dormitory wanting to talk to you. They said you checked out.
Where were you? With friends.
What friends?
Mom, what difference does it make? You would know them if I told you.
Will you stop that patronizing attitude? Just stop it.
I'm not patronizing, Mom. Just replying to questions.
You're ducking and dodging like a broken field runner. Oh, and now, before I forget it, not that there's much likelihood that I ever will, how did you get yourself in debt for $250?
Why don't you both rest a while, and we'll have a calm talk after dinner.
Answer Dan's question.
Mom, I made a business investment. I just don't care to discuss it at the moment. You didn't want to help me with a little loan, so I'll handle it myself. I'll have to. You give me no choice.
You never said a truer word in your life. Because not one cent, Pinky, not one red penny will you get from us. Not even if you go to jail.
Dan, in the future, when I'm a millionaire, I hate to think how bitterly you'll regret having said that to me.
Pinky, I don't know how we're going to reach your mind, but you are in disgrace. I don't care how you rationalize it, with who's who in America or what. The point is, you have flunked out of college, Pinky. You have worried your mother until she's almost ill. You have done some quick, shifty business with $250. Now, wait a minute. Don't speak. Let me finish. I have this to say to you. You are still underage. We are responsible for you. Your disgrace is ours. Your failure is ours. And until such time as you own your own living and maintain a roof over your own, you are going to abide by what your mother and I say.
Legally, that's sound as a dollar.
Yes, and you're going to get a job, young man. You're going to work. Work like a beaver until next semester. And you're going to forget Stanford and go to Cal, where your brother Hank is doing well. Mother and I will not stand for any more of this nonsense.
I subscribe to everything Dan has said, Pinky, and now let me tell you...
Look, if you'd only give me a chance to clarify the issue, you could avoid this hypertension. I agree with you, Mom. I admit I was wrong about Stanford. It isn't the college I thought it was at all. I'd already decided to switch to Cal. You see? Big storm for nothing.
I only hope they'll let you in, that's all.
Me? Well, I'll get in. Don't worry about that. And I'll get a job, too, Dan. I'll start looking around Monday.
You'll start looking tomorrow, right after sunrise.
Whatever you say. Legally, your position is sound as a dollar. Though that's getting to be kind of a quaint expression. I found that out in economics.
You'll go to work even if you have to take a paper route.
Oh, I'll do better than that, Dan. I'll pick up 75, 100 a week somewhere. That'll kind of take the burden off you for next semester. Mom, you look flushed. If you don't feel well, let's talk about it tomorrow, huh? It's all a question of semantics anyway.
What?
The meaning of meaning, Dan. Semantics. It's difficult to convey ideas to each other through the uncertain medium of words. For instance, I knew you'd take an old-fashioned view of this difficulty.
Just a minute. To be disturbed by failure is not old-fashioned, Pinky. Nor is honesty old-fashioned, nor forthrightness, consideration, hard work, achievement. Those things are not old-fashioned, my boy.
All semantics. But you wouldn't know about that, then. It's a new science since your time.
What mark did you get in it?
Huh? Oh, I didn't take it. I just heard about it.
Go on upstairs.
Hmm?
Go on, get out of my sight.
Mom, we've hardly started talking. Don't you want to hear why I had trouble in economics?
If you can shorten it up, I'd love to hear it.
It was because of the complete bewilderment of the professor.
Oh, no.
Dan, it's a fact. They're zombies. They're befuddled. I tried to get one of them to explain to me why we dig gold out of the ground in Colorado and put it back in a hole in the ground in Kentucky. And aren't on the gold standard. I tell you, Dan, his explanation was sheer dazzling mishmash. He didn't understand economics himself, and he was trying to teach it.
Go on upstairs.
But I wanted to tell you why I'm switching to a forestry course. It's because of you and Mom, Dan, and Hank, and Margaret. I'm doing it for the family.
That's terribly interesting. I'm right on the edge of my chair.
You see, Mom, I know something about forestry to start with. Don't forget that. I spent a whole summer in a lumber camp.
Yes, Pinky, as a second assistant cook.
All right, but I was in the trees, wasn't I? I heard a lot of lumber talk, didn't I? And I never forget anything. I've got a good retentive memory.
I can show you a letter. They don't think so at Stanford.
Oh, you're going to be sorry for these cutting things you said, Dan. You really are. Because, look, the reason I'm going into forestry is because when I needed a little sum like $250, and you couldn't give it to me...
Wouldn't give it to you.
Sure, I know. I studied psychology, too, Mom. You had to save your pride. I understand about that.
What?
Well, don't you see, I said to myself, I better not go into anything as fluid as economics, which even bewilders the professors. Because it isn't too darn long until I'll have considerable responsibility at home.
Now what are you getting at?
Hmm? Well, Dan, Social Security isn't going to take care of you and Mom.
Now, Dan.
I don't know what the government's dishing out now in Social Security, 40, 50, 60 bucks a month. Well, you'll never be able to swing it on that. You see? I'll have to help, and I'll be glad to.
Oh, now, Dan.
I happen to have an inside track on something in the lumber business. And the way it looks now, I'll be able to retire before I'm 30. So, I'm switching over into something solid. Because I don't want you people to try to scrub along on piddling little old government social security when Dan retires.
No.
Pinky, go upstairs.
Hmm? No? Okay. It's too bad, though. I kind of figured it'd go like this. There's no meeting of minds. Dan.
Yes, Hazel?
Hand me that bottle of oil of peppermint, will you, please? I think the top of my head's coming off.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. I imagine there are many of you folks who realize all too well that the season for colds is here. If you have a cold right now, I hope you'll listen carefully to what I have to say. I want to suggest that you take Tabsin. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the new and different antihistaminic cold tablet. Why can Tabsin do more to help relieve your cold misery? Well, here's the answer. Tabsin is more than just an antihistamine. Yes, besides containing one of the most effective antihistamines on the market to help relieve the sniffles and sneezes of your cold, Tabsin contains other relief-giving ingredients. These ingredients help to ease the headache and reduce the fever which so often accompany a cold. Now, you may have tried other antihistamines without the results you hoped for. But remember, Tabsin is different. Yes, here is a better formula to check cold symptoms than just antihistamine alone. And friends, you owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you. Ask your druggist for the new and different antihistaminic cold tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Hello? Oh, is that you, Eunice? I must have had a bad connection. Well, how are you, honey, huh? Oh, it wasn't too bad. My stepfather blew his cork, but they've gone out for a walk to cool off. Yeah, I'm alone. I've got my feet on a chair and I'm all comfortable. How's my gal, huh? Tell me everything.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Henry confronts his grandson, Chapter 2, Book 80. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.